This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Shares of New York Community Bank fell another 0.2% today. That, though, is practically a win after the last couple of weeks the regional bank has had on fears that it was going to go the way the other regional banks went a little bit more than a year ago. South is the way they went. By May of last year, Signature Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, and First Republic had all failed. The immediate crisis didn't last all that long, thanks in large part to government intervention, but there had been concern, as happens with bank runs, that other banks might fail too if depositors lost confidence in them. Marketplace's Justin Ho spent some time last year, around this time, on the phone, talking to business owners worried about the safety of their money. Here's an update.
Just after Silicon Valley Bank failed last March, a lot of businesses were saying something like this.
To be candid, our business has an account at a community bank, and we are going to be opening another account at Chase because it's too big to fail.
That's Nate Tobik, the founder of Complete Bank Data, which sells market data to banks and needs banking services of its own. The problem, Tobik says, was that he was keeping more than $250,000 in his bank. That's more than the limit protected by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Tobik decided to spread out his money among accounts at different banks, all with balances below the FDIC limit.
We went from 1 to 3 accounts and figured that was enough to keep the risk to an acceptable level.
But since then, Tobik says he's allowed his balances to rise above the FDIC-insured limit again. And even though he could technically lose money if one of his banks fails, Tobik says he sleeps just fine at night, because the fears that people would run on their banks and cause more of them to fail never materialized.
Especially because even though deposits left in many of these cases, it wasn't a widespread thing. Most deposits stayed still once the dust settled.
Also, Tobik says he realized that managing all of those bank accounts for his business is a ton of work.
The biggest thing is actually managing the balances on those accounts and transferring money back and forth to try and make sure that they'd all be below the limit. And then also figuring out how to run payroll through those things.
A lot of banks have come up with ways to deal with those headaches and still keep FDIC protection. Spiro Papadopoulos is the CEO of Schlau Restaurant Group, which operates 7 businesses in several states. Last year, he signed up for a program his bank offers that automatically moves money to and from other banks if the balance exceeds the FDIC limit.
If we were building a new restaurant or something and had to write a check for an amount greater than that, we wouldn't even have to do anything. The bank would just automatically pull money back from another account.
Papadopoulos says businesses like his need to hold on to a lot of cash. A restaurant's payroll, for instance, could be $70,000 a week. And even though the risk of an actual bank failure is a lot lower now, Papadopoulos says he's still going to keep his money protected, because last year's banking crisis was a big reminder to stay vigilant.
Because it's so easy for us to hone in on our business, on restaurants, and what's going on with this food price and that and the other thing. But, you know, we could be negligent if we're not aware of the bigger machinations in the economy.
That said, a lot of other businesses weren't really all that shaken by the banking crisis.
I haven't even probably heard about it since the month it happened.
That's Laurelyn Wilson, an accountant and owner of Lake Oswego Tax in Oregon. Wilson says none of her clients pulled any money out of their banks. One reason is that businesses that have a lot of cash on hand want to use it to make more.
Like, if you're sitting on money, let's make the money work for you. So it's more, is there a mutual fund? Are there some bonds you can invest in?
Wilson says most of the clients she works with, including retailers, healthcare providers, and marketing companies, tend to spend the cash they earn pretty quickly.
And so most of their concerns right now are not with, like, will the banking system fail? It's, will I have enough money to cover my bills with the rising cost of everything?
In other words, those businesses are a lot less likely to keep more than the FDIC's $250,000 limit in the bank. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.